And some cloud services are altering the long-term landscape for federal IT. Sean McCarthy is the research director at IDC Government Insights. He's here to talk about exactly how those landscapes are changing. Sean, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Yeah, Francis, good to talk with you too. I'm fine, thanks.
Good. What are you learning here? What are we learning about where cloud is headed?
Well, one of the things, you know, we like to say is that the functional orientation of government IT operations is changing because of cloud. You know, there's going to be less management of IT systems within the building, let's say, for government. But at the same time, there's going to be a new skill set that's going to be required of people in the IT space in a typical agency, and that is going to be the ability to evaluate. They could be evaluating available cloud services, the price points for those, the functionality that comes with those, or, you know, any number of approaches that you might want to take to cloud, hybrid systems that integrate with existing legacy systems. It could be, the types of functions and the ability to customize and the ability to generate reports out of those cloud systems. So just a different skill set. And I know a lot of people are, you know, afraid of giving up certain controls, et cetera, of the systems that they are now maintaining in government. Yet we feel that this evolving opportunity, which really is fledgling at this point, but it's an evolving opportunity for government IT people, it will take them a little bit more into the business analysis realm, but still give them a niche, an important niche for most government agencies.
It sounds like this is kind of the breaking off point that we saw in cybersecurity maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where cybersecurity ceased being a specialty in and of itself and broke off into all these subspecialties. Is that kind of where we're headed here, do you think?
You know, I think it's a fair comparison, but what you're talking about is a little bit different than this. I think what this is it, obviously you have to have a set of IT skills in order to even play in this space. But what we're going to find is existing IT people are going to need to augment those skills with some business analysis skills, maybe even in some case some business process analysis, because as you move things to cloud, you're going to be in a hybrid environment for a while.
So,
understanding how the flow is, understanding who to choose, understanding things about your own platform versus the platform being offered by cloud providers, all of those is going to require a set of business analysis skills that an IT person may or may not have at this point.
So this goes beyond, I'm going to take my career in this direction, and goes more toward, I'm going to add X or Y new skill to my portfolio to be able to go where my agency or my organization wants me to go.
Exactly. And I think most people in their career paths have to make a decision at some point. Am I going to be purely technical? Am I going to be purely management, or am I going to be kind of a cross-pollination between the two? This particular issue in government right now, as government starts to move toward more cloud, it's going to force people to make those decisions, and maybe sooner than some of them initially wanted to, but you're going to see some people, if they want to be pure technology people, hey, maybe it might be better for them to go with the cloud provider than to stay with government for their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want to be people who are involved in the whole business management, the decision-making process, and the technical solutions that are attached to that, maybe staying right there in their government office is the best choice, but they will need a new skill set along the way.
Yeah, it would strike me that that business management background's probably not something that a lot of IT folks in government have experience with, not because they're not qualified to do it. It's just hasn't been necessary up till now to get them wherever they are in their career right now.
Could be true, although I'm certainly aware of IT schools that are part of the business school rather than a pure technical solution. It kind of depends on where you went to school and what you focused on while you were there.
Well, if I'm that person who is at that situation at that point in my career, how do I decide which way I want to go? What questions should I be asking myself about how to make that decision?
Well, I would certainly pay attention to what your CIO is saying as far as, you know, what data centers are going to be consolidated, what platforms that they're going to standardize on. Do you have knowledge of that platform? And what is happening to the IT department? Are they being pushed more into an advisory role? To a certain extent, you have to sort of wait and see, which a lot of people don't want to do. Obviously, you want to be proactive when you can. But, it will depend agency to agency on what the decisions are of that particular CIO, unfortunately.
Sean, your piece is called Government IT Workers Can Find a Valuable New Niche as Solutions Migrate to the Cloud. We're going to link it up for you at federalnewsradio.com so people can read it whenever they want. If there was maybe one thought or one concept you wanted people to take away from it, what would that be?
Well, I would say, you know, pay attention to what's going to happen in the next 18 months, you know, as those decisions are made within your agency. But also, you know, pay attention to some of the things coming out of the Federal Acquisition Institute and, you know, what's happening with the best practices, you know, for migration to cloud that are being identified by GSA. Those things will kind of give you a hint as to what the new standards are and as they're evolving across the government.
Excellent stuff. Thanks for being on to talk to me about it this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Doc.